Everybody eats when they come to my house.
John Lendorf, this week we want to talk to you about the surprising culinary development. Apparently Colorado is the center of the barbecue universe. Now I can hear people from Texas already guffawing, but why are you saying that?
At least for the month of June in Colorado, there is just an incredible string of events that involve barbecue and smoking and grilling.
What's the difference, by the way, between grilling and barbecuing? Is there a difference?
You know, barbecue has become this all-purpose word that can mean a type of cuisine, a meal, you know, go out for barbecue. It can, you know, it, but really the difference is grilling is high heat, an open top, and food cooks quickly. It sears. Barbecue is, should be, indirect heat, low heat, slow heat, in a closed thing. It may also be smoky, but it's not necessarily as smoky as if you cook with a smoker. And the difference there is that it's barely 200 degrees. It takes a long time. The smoke infuses into the food and tenderizes tougher cuts of things.
So tell us about all these events happening in June, or at least a few of them.
The big one, kind of the premier, one of the best events in the country, really. It's called Heritage Fire by Cochon 555, June 16th in Snowmass. And it brings together 50 chefs. They're in teams, and they're grilling and smoking and roasting and using heirloom vegetables and all sorts of stuff going on up there. On June 14th, the 16th, is the 25th anniversary of the Colorado Barbecue Challenge. So this is the nationally sanctioned event in Colorado for individual categories like pulled pork and also for the big prize. And finally, the very first Denver Barbecue Festival is June 15th to 17th at Mile High. So all of this barbecue action within a few days in Colorado.
What are your favorites locally? Like, where do you go when you need some barbecue? I'm using the noun barbecue there.
Yes. I love Wayne's Smoke Shack in Superior.
So good, the brisket.
Yeah. It's Texas barbecue. There's also a place that just opened in Aurora on Colfax. It's called Cafe Your Way, U-R-Way. It's by the folks who used to have Brooks Smokehouse in Aurora, and highly recommended. Some of the other places I like, U-Turn Barbecue in Lafayette, Roaming Buffalo Barbecue in Denver.
And what's the best thing you've tasted lately?
Appropriately enough, it's smoked sugar and smoked peppercorns from Savory Spice Shop. They take whiskey barrel staves and turn them into smoke and smoke crunchy sugar and also crushed peppercorns. And the result is just wonderful. I tried some of the sugar. Could go on fish. It could go on barbecue, obviously.
You just gave me a little sample, and a very light smoky flavor, not overpowering.
Exactly. It's not liquid smoke, and that's the big thing. So it's pretty wonderful stuff, and makes adding smoke flavor easy without using liquid smoke or some crap like that.
The Savory Spice Shop, smoked sugar and cracked pepper. Well, you can listen to archived radio nibbles at news.kgnu.org. We'll see you later.
Bon appetit.